You have me. Isn't that what you wanted from the beginning? Now you can get back into the other world. Good for you!
Neither Cole nor Eli reacted to my statement.
You used me. You've lied to me about everything.
We did not lie to you, Ember.
Kept from me. Same difference.
My entire life had been a complete lie. Learning this had been a harsh reality, and the only person who could really tell me everything I needed to know was dead. Whether it made sense or not, I was angry with my mother for not telling me the truth. Her betrayal ran deep in my bones. But it didn't even come close to the pain of missing her. Her death had torn a hole in my heart. Now that I knew what I was, it made me miss her even more. My fear and loneliness had only been amplified by living on the streets. I would have given anything for her assurance that everything was going to be okay.
You kept the fact that I'm part demon from me. That I'm a day, detested and hunted by the other world. And how about the little tidbit of you wanting to give me to the Unseelie King as a goodwill token? I was only a way for you to get out of here. A pawn.
For weeks, I had been blocking the hurt I felt. The depths of pain my heart held in. Eli had ripped another hole in my heart.
I did what I thought was best at the time.
Cole folded his arms.
You had just found out the other world existed. I didn't think telling you that you were one of the most feared and most despised species in the other world would help your mental state at that particular time. Telling someone they are part demon? How do you think you would have reacted?
I was still trying to comprehend it all. The word demon had so many definitions, and there was so much folklore about them. None of it good. Demons weren't sweet, fluffy creatures. But now I understood they weren't actually spawns of the devil, or totally evil either. Nor did they have anything to do with religion or manifesting and possessing people. I was half demon, but I had yet to possess or torment any souls. Maybe I just needed to give it time. Spending more time with Eli might do it.
It had nothing to do with my mental state, but what was convenient for you. Don't pretend you did any of this for me. Feigning to care about me? That's even more revolting than if you had been brutally honest with me from the start.
I will not apologize. I did what I had to for my family.
Funny. Lorcan said the same thing.
Yeah, but he obviously wasn't willing to go to the lengths I did.
The need to lunge across the room and smack him was almost too much to endure. Eli and I, jaws set, guns loaded, glared at each other.